The following Northwest Regional News Story was produced in cooperation with a consortium of public radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
When you think of the ravages of wildfire, life and property top the list. But after the smoke clears, a less obvious threat takes root. Weeds. Concern about the spread of noxious weeds is beginning to change some practices on the fire line. Correspondent Elizabeth Wynne Johnson reports.
The little seeds start out innocently enough. They're in the mud that gets in the tires and cakes on the sides of trucks used to fight wildfires. When the trucks move to the next hotspot, so do the weeds. That spreads invasive species. Fire managers know it's a problem. It's affecting where they set up fire camps and how they wash down the equipment. Crews in Oregon, for example, are using a new kind of self-contained weed washing system that keeps the runoff water from leaching into the ground. But research botanist Matt Brooks of the U.S. Geological Survey says cautionary measures are possible only if there's time and water to spare.
Essentially, during the heat of the battle, there's other things which, you know, folks are more concerned about.
It's all about trade-offs, he says. Human safety and simply putting the flames out as fast as possible remain the top concerns. I'm Elizabeth Wynne Johnson reporting.
Wildfire has cut access to a vacation community by North Cascades National Park. The blaze bearing down on Stehekin in north-central Washington is one of 31 major forest fires burning today in the northwest. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
The only way in and out of the lakeside hamlet of Stehekin is by boat or by air. Right now, neither of those options is available to visitors. The seaplane airline is turning bookings away, and passengers have to stay on board the famous Lady of the Lake ferry when it steams by. The Stehekin landing is under mandatory evacuation order. Fire Command spokeswoman Barbara Budd says the Flick Creek blaze is creeping ever closer to the resort town.
There are structure protection measures in place. And those structure protection measures include a hose and sprinkler system that's going pretty much 24 hours a day.
The Stehekin Lodge cleared out all of its guests over the weekend. The nearby forest fire has burned for 7 weeks now. A camper sparked it while torching her diary. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
Washington's three-year-old Pick-a-Party primary is throwing voters for a loop. Early samples show that between 5 and 20% of voters are not following instructions. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, that means thousands of votes may not count.
The worst problem appears to be in Snohomish County, north of Seattle. There, a random sampling shows 1 in 5 ballots has a voter error. The problem? People are not properly marking their ballot to indicate whether they're voting as a Republican or Democrat. Washington Secretary of State Sam Reed calls the situation really bad.
When you consider a governor's race was decided by, you know, a fraction of a percent, the fact that these votes aren't going to be counted, I think, is something that is alarming.
The confusion is voters must indicate their party preference in addition to voting a straight party line. Failure to do so invalidates the partisan portion of the ballot. Reed says some voters are also intentionally messing up their ballots to protest having to select a party. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
State environmental agencies said Tuesday that air quality should improve in the Columbia River Gorge over the next decade without new regulations. As Lee Garnett reports, the agencies expect cleaner cars and other initiatives to clear the air.
Andy Ginsberg is the air administrator for the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. He says the Clean Car Initiative, recently approved by Oregon and Washington, will cut pollution by 30%. Low-sulfur diesel standards that take effect in 5 years will help, too. And Ginsberg says the EPA will soon mandate cleaner wood stoves.
So we will be looking at efforts to replace old uncertified stoves with new cleaner-burning stoves or other forms of heat, and that could benefit the gorge as well.
Ginsberg said both the Washington Department of Ecology and DEQ would work with industries to look for other collaborative ways to cut air pollution in the gorge. Some environmental groups at the Columbia River Gorge Commission complained that voluntary actions wouldn't be enough to comply with the Federal Clean Air Act. I'm Lee Garnett in Portland.
People who heat their homes with natural gas may be facing higher heating bills this winter. All four utilities that provide natural gas in Washington state are asking regulators to allow them to raise rates. The increases, which range from 6.5% to 10%, would affect more than a million customers. Utilities say they're facing higher wholesale prices because of last year's hurricanes and extreme hot temperatures this past summer. Martha Monfried is a spokesperson for Puget Sound Energy.
You know, if you fill up your car, you notice that the prices at the pump have been going up. You know, you might see a little relief here and there. And that's pretty much the same thing we're experiencing with natural gas. You know, the demand is just so great to heat homes and to generate electricity. And production is not really increasing. It is meeting demand, but we haven't really found any great new sources of supply.
Northwest Natural Gas and Avista have also filed for rate increases, and Cascade Natural Gas is expected to do so by the end of this month.